It's the 9th of July, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The dismissal of Central Bedfordshire Council's Deputy Leader Hayley Whittaker last week after a challenge to Leader Adam Zerny's position has led to a number of knock-on effects. Councillor Rebecca Hares of Helton Conquest and Simon Ford representing Sandy both submitted their resignations a few days later. It was not clear whether their actions were related to the Biggleswade West councillor's firing. Now, Councillor Zerny has decided, under pressure, to vacate his role as leader of the CBC, which he has occupied for just over a year. The Potton councillor expects to remain as leader until his replacement has been chosen. Amidst the flurry of results pouring in for the general election, Conservative Sarah Searer quietly won Wybuston Ward by election, beating her Lib Dem and Green Party opponents. Ms Searer received almost 1,100 votes, more than the combined votes of Lib Dem Susan Henchley with just over 500 and the Green Party's Richard Fuller with close to 300. London Luton Airport has been recognised in the 2024 Airport Council International Awards for Europe held in Istanbul, Turkey. The airport was a winner in the 10 to 25 million passenger category, with the judges impressed by its ability to limit disruption following the massive car park fire. There was also praise for the light rail connection from Luton Airport Parkway train station, high employee satisfaction, green credentials and its introduction of new lounges and retail options. All Saints Church in Bedford is working with builder David Lambert to send much-needed supplies to the island of Corriacou in the Caribbean, which was recently devastated by Hurricane Beryl. They hope to send a container to the island packed with a number of needed items. To aid the effort, please contact All Saints Church for further information. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.